Oh, holding hands.
Call this meeting order. Time now is 6:31 for Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee, July 11, 2017. Invocation, I'd like to ask Mr. Alphaber, you could offer that for us this evening. Thank you.
Father God, as we come to you, we ask you, Lord God, for your love and your favor, your healing, your wisdom, and your knowledge to prevail. We thank you, Lord God. Clear our hearts and our minds, Father, that, Father, we can do well, that we can do things in peace, Father. We can make decisions, Father, that are well advanced our generations. We thank you for your great love for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, thank you. Next is roll call, Dr. Gacy.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Bill Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Yohola.
Here.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Chairman, I have 5 present, 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next is the approval of minutes for June 6, 2017. Give the committee time to review and ask for a motion.
Chairman, I make the motion to approve the minutes with any changes necessary.
Motion been made to approve minutes with any necessary changes by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Yohola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Next, in order of business, church and ceremonial grant applications. New Tulsa ceremonial ground, Leo Tiger. For the 10,000 grand award. Okay. Questions? Oh, okay.
You're asking for?
Or meaning that applying for that $10,000 grant to provide a commercial lawnmower. The one we had that we got from Integrity, it broke our tractor.
Which one are you actually looking to? The 7300 room? Yeah, 7309. Okay. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Second. Motion to be passed by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shaholla. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholla?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
No. No.
Next we have is Camp House and Fellowship Hall grant applications. Hutch Jubba Indian Baptist Church, now English.
Would you come up to the front, please?
Oh, I wouldn't be paying attention. All right. All right, can you let us know what your
We submitted an application a month ago in the estimation of the camp house.
The requested amount is
$68.99. Yes.
Will you be doing the work, or are you going to be hiring somebody?
We'd be doing the work plus our nephews and church members.
Oh, yes.
Chairman, Hudson Jumper Church came last month, and they just had asked for so much, and we told them to go back and spend it all.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I thought
we'd go ahead. Second.
Okay, motion to approve by Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholla?
Yes.
Chairman, I've got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next on the list is Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Jeremy Pigeon. Questions on this application?
Make sure that's which one.
Okay, and usually let's see 5424 and that's any questions?
Right. That's the vendor you want?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion or due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shaholla. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholla.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next from Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Thomas Mack Sr.
Fed white,
okay. That would be for $17.95.61. Any questions?
Motion
due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shaholla. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholla.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Where are you at?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's my husband's, so it's just the same one, so you'll need to mark my name on.
Oh, is it? Okay. Same one? Okay. Chris Mack, okay. Chris Mack, we can delete. Okay. All right, thank you. Next we have is Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Rena Bell. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Yohola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. It's
54. Mm-hmm. 54, 89, 97.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yohola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Next, Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Melissa Mack. Questions? Dale?
Yeah, the quote for lights is $54.89, but the request amount is $50.36, so would it be $54.39 or? 50?
Yeah, the quote. Yes.
Which one?
The quote, the 54.
The 54.36?
Yes.
Chairman, can we change that to 54, I guess $54.89, the quote from lights?
Okay. $54.89.97. That's the one?
Yes. Okay. That's the correct
one? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. You got that, Agassi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions? Any more?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Thomas Yohola. Seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Thomas Yohola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next we have Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, J.B. Smith. Any questions?
Chairman.
Yes.
I just have a question about the amount requested.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
That's
your question.
Showing that.
There's a difference at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one right there?
The very bottom one. Mm-hmm.
Which one are you?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No, it's different.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can see.
The TA Chargers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
5,189.
Yeah. Motion to pass. Yes. Okay. All right. Motion to pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Yohola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Yohola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next, Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Kevin Mack.
Okay.
You've got this one here. 3085.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not here today. I'm doing this one. Right?
Okay, 3085.92.
chairman. His application's been turned in.
Okay.
There's an application missing.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda, so we will have to.
I put all the ones that were turned in on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all turned in same day.
Mm-hmm. All the ones I got are on here.
Okay, on this one here, you're looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be the 308592.
Yes.
Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Thomas Shihola. Second by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. Next we have is Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground, Christy Hill.
Yeah. Okay.
14-19-49.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's that one then?
Let's see here. Oh, that's one with no tax.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't waive the tax.
I don't know. I don't think so. But the one with tax?
Mm-hmm.
1557.
1557-89? Okay. Any questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mark Randolph. Seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passed. Next we have is that Fish Pond Ceremonial Ground for Chris Mack. That one needs to be postponed or indefinitely. She said that to mark that one off.
Because
mm-hmm, it's a duplicate of the earlier one.
Oh, okay.
Passed.
Is that right then?
She had mentioned that earlier. Yes. She had told me earlier that was a duplicate of Thomas Maxine.
No, this one
did. No. What? They're two totally different ones.
That's what she said. She said, you mean to mark that one off, we're the same. Here she is.
Let's see, get one for mom, too.
Okay, this one's your mom's.
This one's mom's. Thomas Mack Singer.
Yeah, this one's mine.
So this is Alice Mack. And that one should be yours, because
yeah,
they were all turned in.
So y'all
okay,
can switch
okay,
around.
This one was for Alice Mack. The one that I guess they put it under her, the oldest one, Thomas Mack.
I just put the first name that was on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, see, because it's got Alice right.
So that first one was this one here?
Yeah.
Okay,
then
that one here is for
okay.
And that one is.
That one's mine.
And this one is yours, so you do need that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
is that
your
the one
name
you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what I was looking
Chris?
For.
Oh, you're Chris Mack?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was right.
Okay, so the first one we passed for Thomas Mack Sr. is for Alice Mack.
Yeah.
And this one will be, we'll be addressing this one for Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Okay, we will be addressing this one. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. This one here, any questions? Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shihola.
Which one is it for? For no tax, it'd be 1527. This one.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be 1527.17. She put the one with no tax on there.
1527. Okay. Okay. Everybody got the amount? Okay.
Who seconded that motion?
Mark, a motion.
Mark made a motion. Give me a second.
Thomas. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next we have is in Fish Pond Ceremony Ground, Felix Mack. Okay. And yours is 29-18-25?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Motion for due
pass by Mitch Jack, second by Thomas Shaholer. Roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholer?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against it. Motion passes. Next we have is Fish Pond Ceremony Ground, Eric Wise. Any questions?
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Thomas Shaholer. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholer.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. All right. Next one we have is Alabama Ceremonial Ground, Donna Harjo. Mitch Jack, seconded by Thomas Shaholer. Roll call.
Who motioned that? Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholer.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next we have is Salt Creek Indian Baptist Church, Gwendolyn Espinoza. Requesting $69.83.89.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got two different people. You're
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could be paying for both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I see that now. Okay. I got you. Any questions? Motion due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shaholer. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholer.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Next we have this R.B. Ceremonial Ground, Julian Watson. Questions? You have a contract on this one, right? Okay. He has all the appropriate documentation in it. Okay, any questions?
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph. Second by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholer.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. It motion passes. Next we have is New York Ceremonial Ground, Lisa Deer Yargy. questions from the committee? Oh, yes. Go ahead, Mark.
Sure, Archie. Is this going to cover everything you need? Because you can spend up to $7,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's all that we needed for what we're fixing, but I did want to add like a 15% contingency. It's $188.21 because I forgot to add some, what is that stuff called? The bricks or the... Yeah, I forgot to add some bricks to it.
Can we amend the amount?
Mm-hmm.
They would add $188.20. The total would be $1,442.96.
Okay.
Can you put the other place info for that? What you're missing? Or just let me get it ready.
Okay, you just leave this with you. Did you not get this?
Yeah, I got that, but I didn't know. Is it just added on to that same one? Or is it different?
This is the quote that I sent in.
Just
add it on. You just want to add the address?
Okay, I'll just add that on.
Oh,
I'll do it. But yeah, I got it.
So the amount's going to be $1,442.96?
Yes.
Go on it. Die on it.
Mm-hmm. And that's all we need for, okay.
This
so,
is.
Where at on that? I mean, which one?
I wasn't taking this one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were adding the contingency fee of $188.21.
Okay.
Or something like that. Do you want this?
I think you have that.
Yeah, I didn't. You can get the contingency if you want.
Oh.
Well,
I'll have to call you tomorrow.
Second.
Because it has to be made out to somebody for that.
It is. Yes.
Okay.
The ring.
Okay.
Get it?
Yes.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph, seconded by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Mado. I did come on out.
Yeah,
Mado. I guess I got to work.
Next we have this Alabama Ceremonial Ground, Jonah Hobota.
You see what me too, go shave with Bill Gannon. Give me Levi's.
I doubt it, Tony.
I doubt it, Tony.
Any questions?
Which one?
You got the $7,000 that you're asking
for.
Yeah,
that's for the contractor and then the ground members. I talked to about 6 of them, and we were thinking maybe about 3-4 weeks, you know, like weekends, local weekends. And that concerns me because I don't want that material sitting out there that long, you know, with the weather and rain. But the contractor said they have it done in 2, maybe 3 days, so that's what. I'd like to just do that and just be done with it.
Oh, so what you had was, you want to pay him?
Yeah.
And this was, you
this is for the members. Fund. And it was 31. I turned that paper in. it was exact Nick Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is actually like 31 and some change just for, if we was to do this option. But
okay, but you're going to go with that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's a member down there. And, yeah.
Okay. So he's going with the...
The whole 7?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on top with the Ryan's company.
Okay, any questions?
Make a motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mitch Jack, seconded by Thomas Shaholo. Roll call.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Last grant applications, RBCA Ceremonial Ground, Sally Ortiz. questions?
Motion to pass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was talking to Sally earlier. She didn't know if she can reach up to 7 doors along those stuff. She was wanting to do 10, some other poles and stuff. So I think she was wanting to mend that. Probably 500 more.
Okay.
We'll need the,
I didn't know we could do up to that amount, so I just got the quote for it, and then I realized, or I forgot to add, was my mom's an elderly. She's like 88. So I was trying to make her like a little type canopy where we could put her bed under there, because when people come to eat, when we serve, we always have to move her bed out. Mm-hmm. So just kind of make her a little area for her.
So, yeah, anything you could
use
and utilize.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was going to see if I can do a contingency, I think they said. It's like for 500.
Just add 500 and have, instead of 2351, 2851.
Mm-hmm. Was that for the quote total?
Mm-hmm. That's what you got requested right there.
Okay, now I see that quote.
Yeah.
Too,
oh yeah, you're
Terry and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So she wants to add 500 to this amount requested. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, you're allowed up to 7.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that.
And this is if you can find more, if you are you on a time?
Yeah.
Strength here, okay. And this is a one-time thing only. After this, you know. But anyway, okay.
And you just want to make it an even 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just to be on the safe side?
Yeah.
But you can't get up to 7 now.
Mm-hmm. We just do a 3, then we'll just cover it. And if I need to add on more of those 10s, then I can replace the ones I did. So I'll do.
It's a 2.
So what was you saying to Gazy? Go ahead and let us know.
That the quotes need to be exact because the checks are made out to the vendor for the supplies,
okay.
Not to the
person.
So what we'll do is give you the amount you requested, but you have to give them a bid for the
extra materials.
Yeah, for the extra material. And so that way they can be paid what they're what you're requesting.
Yeah. So the check will only be made? Just, so the check will only be made out for that amount?
Yeah, we're going to make one for
$3,000. And then turn in all their sheets?
Yes.
Okay.
And any extra leftover, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to y'all if y'all want to do it that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
The committee.
All right. So basically what you send us here now, or with this,
mm-hmm.
we need another one of this that'll equal
$3,000. Okay.
That's what she's saying.
Or
you can just hand in receipts.
Hand in receipts.
Hand in receipts.
Yeah.
That's what she's looking for, because she's kind of adding. Okay, we'll do that. You just hand in receipts that we equal up what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any more questions?
Okay. This for even 3.
Yeah, this one's for an even 3,000.
Okay.
Motion for due pass.
Sorry
about a motion.
Oh.
I need a second.
Hold on, need a second on that?
Okay, second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Yerhoff?
Yes.
Chairman? I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Check.
Oh, we need 3 seats.
Okay.
All right.
What I was going to say, what I did to my camp, because I have these two, I did that with my quotes, and I added the extra lumber for more. Like to extend it to accommodate them. So if she was having the same thing, is there any way to use my quote for hers?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's
all I was just
okay.
saying. That I made the accommodations for them to extend because they can't get around this. And and I made the canopy and stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to make the canopy and stuff for them. So I was thinking about that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. That is, that's next item we have is TR-17-091, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving a memorandum of agreement for Indian Health Service Project OK-06-X31 and authorizing the principal chief to execute a transfer agreement among Indian Health Service on behalf of the United States of America and Vivian Rural Water District Number 6. Sponsors, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Is there anybody here to talk about this, Kevin?
This is a resolution to approve an MOA between the nation, the Vivian Rural Water District, and IHS. And as you can tell by the date, the project numbers usually tell you what the date of when this started. So it started back in around 06 and 07. It didn't appear that the MOA had been approved by council, so we're bringing that back, asking it to be approved. The project has now been completed, and so that's what the transfer agreement does now. Chief, this is just asking Chief to have the authority to sign off on the agreement since it's with the IHS. And so per the Constitution, it has to be approved by the council. And it'll transfer responsibility and maintenance back over to the Rural Water District for all the work that was done. So that's what this does.
Okay. Any questions? Yes.
So this was completed in around 06, 07, you said?
Well, I don't know that it was completed at that point in time. That's when the project started. Sometimes these projects come to the nation, and I think the MOA is executed, but it takes IHS some time to get
right.
It done. And then once they get everything completed is when they come back to the nation and ask us to complete the paperwork so everything can be closed out.
And it's their responsibility to upkeep these lines?
Yeah, that, it'll be up now to the water district, I think, to be responsible for that, maintain. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. More questions? Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Urhola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-092, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Indian Health Service, the Muscogee Creek Nation, and the City of Henrietta for community water system improvements for Indian-owned homes in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. Sponsors, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion?
As we go through these tonight, you'll probably notice there are a couple different documents that we're talking about here. The MOA is generally what's initially entered into between the nation and IHS. And in this case, it's also with the City of Henrietta, and it's to provide construction and improvements to the water supply facilities for 373 Indian homes within Okmulgee County. So again, since it's with IHS, a federal agency, we have to obtain the approval of the council in order for the chief to be able to sign off on this project starting. So that's what this is for.
Any questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Urhola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-093. A tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the construction of a farmhouse at the Dustin Ranch and Hannah Farm. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Council, thank you for hearing this legislation today. We have a big need for some of infrastructure improvement at both the Hannah Farm and Dustin Ranch location. We're requesting the opportunity to construct 2 identical buildings, 1 at each site. There's a multitude of reasons that building out there would benefit us. First of all, we're concerned about our employees' health and safety. We currently don't have the ability to provide them with any air conditioning at either of those locations or bathroom facilities. This building will allow us to provide that. The other component is we'll be able to provide some securable enclosed space to do protective storage for our equipment. We've had some theft problems in the areas before. Those have improved significantly, but we still have a few issues that we would like to address by improving the security of those facilities. Within air-conditioned building, we'd also have the opportunity of installing an electronic security system to monitor the property remotely. So that's something that I could be able to do from my office, working with MB Security Enterprises. We also, with the installation of the infrastructure, would have the opportunity to work towards becoming compliant with the Food Safety Modernization Act. That allows us to become certified that we have E. coli-free water sources and are able to provide produce compliant with federal standards, which allows us ease of market entry for our agricultural products. And once we become FSMA certified, we'd be able to bid on USDA contracts to improve profitability options for the farm and the ranch. As you can see, I think the drawings were attached to the legislation, but there is two shop bays with pull-through doors, which allow us to bring equipment in, work on it on a concrete floor structure, which we currently don't have any pads out at Hanna. And the other component, the fund amount also includes the ability to extend the water line from Hanna, from the town of Hanna to the community building and then south to the where the building location will be at the farm. So we'll also be able to provide city water service to the Hanna Indian community and to the new building.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Yes, Dale.
So it'll be city sewer system? The city sewer system?
I would have to defer to Steve on that.
It'll probably be an aerobic system. We'll have to do a perk test. Mm-hmm. It could be a lateral system or an aerobic system. The water line extension she's talking about, mm-hmm. is actually 2.4 miles in the lap run to get to that location. So a lot of that cost is that water line.
So we have a legislation towards the end for $1 million or something out there. That's going to cover both buildings.
Correct.
And the?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering, because you said you're applying for that grant to be E. coli free. I was just wondering what kind of sewer system you might have out there, and will that affect that E. coli free grant at all?
It's not a grant. It's a federal statute. Right now we're exempt because we haven't produced enough to level, and obviously we're situated on trust property. There's still some discussion about clarifying the definition of whether Indian country would or would not be subject to that. However, we're focusing on providing a product that would be consumer driven. Obviously, we want to provide something that people are going to want to buy, and I believe the food safety compliance is going to become a targeted area, and we want to be able to comply with that regardless of whether we're required to, so that we can be marketable. The E. coli component, that is to ensure that when we are producing and harvesting products that are regularly eaten raw, that would our watermelons would fall into that, so that when we harvest them and clean them on site prior to taking them to market, they're able to manage any sort of exposure to E. coli or Listeria by providing fresh and clean water.
You mean water's coming from the city then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, when your water line, is that just going to be on private property or is it going to be on private landowners?
I believe it'll be running through the easement that runs along the road. I believe we probably will be crossing some fee properties along the easement, but once we get to the parcel that the community center sits on as well as the farm building itself, that will be trust land. And I can provide you with that.
Yeah, the water line is going to be a long run, and it will go through an easement.
An easement?
Yeah,
along the existing road. Easement? An existing easement?
Yes, yes.
For what? Water line? Another water line or what?
For all utilities. There's an easement along the road.
It runs along the county road.
Can utilities piggyback?
Let's say that again.
Can utilities piggyback on road easements?
Yes. I mean, there's guidelines. They can't run side by side. There's guidelines what distance they have to be from each other.
Okay. Now,
and our department has already contacted the city of Hanna and talked about the discussion about turning the water line. Has already been, I mean, we don't have anything in writing yet, but we have made contact with them.
It's interesting. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Randall.
Thank you, Chair. Besides cattle, what all do we have? What's that Hannah Farms? What do we produce?
Sure, at Hannah Farms, we have so far this year produced soybeans. We have watermelons in right now. We just planted pumpkins. We have a good amount of sedan grass in place. That sedan grass will be baled and fed to the cattle. We're becoming vertically integrated with our feed inputs. So what that means is the farm is producing the feed for the cattle. So instead of going and buying feed from an outside vendor, we're providing it to that at a cost saving. We're also producing silage, which is corn. We'll be harvesting that, chopping it and stacking it and kind of letting it ferment a little bit. That improves the cattle rates of gain. They like to eat it better than just hay and mineral and feed. The ferment process becomes more attractive for them. And we'll realize the benefits of that revenue when we go to sell healthier, heavier cattle at market. We'll be able to concentrate our operations there at Destin with those feed inputs so we can have more cattle on a lesser amount of property and either run more cattle on our satellite pastures or lease those out for revenue.
Okay, so basically the producing is mainly just to feed the cattle.
I'd say we're probably about 50-50 for what our land use is right now. We'll have a significant savings for that vertical integration, and we're looking at also producing more traditional crops on site. We have a test plot of Indian corn on right now, that'll be a red multivarietal kernel corn. And then we also have quite a few pastures that we're exploring the opportunity to possibly put some hoop houses in on and do some winter vegetables. The size of the property, we're not as successful with commodity crops just because we don't have an economy of scale for how big it is. But we would have a better opportunity producing vegetables, crops, and produce because you can get more revenue on a smaller plot location.
Okay. I don't know what all you guys submitted. I don't have the package.
Sure.
But is there a financial projections in
yes.
there?
So the building is necessary just to continue operations out there. My guys don't have AC. They don't have bathrooms. They don't have access to that. The benefit for this, we'd be able to do on-site maintenance. We wouldn't lose tools in the sand. The increase of that, based on our current projections, with the income that we've been receiving, we'll be able to be more efficient and save on labor costs. The issues we've been having with labor is it gets a lot of service guys have to come in early and either split the day and come in the evening, so we don't have consistency of work throughout. As far as projections, the farm and the ranch have not been operating at a profit for probably the last 5 years. We've made more revenue this year on the Hannah farm. We've already doubled what was made last year, and we anticipate an increase in revenue for that as well. If you want specific projections, I can sit down and put those together and send them to you.
Okay. The only question was, did they have it in front of them?
No.
Okay.
This is, if the operation wants to continue, some sort of building access with air conditioning and bathroom facilities and water would be necessary for us to even get close to being profitable.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
Jim. I have a couple of questions. So the first one being, what kind of sewer system do we have at the community building?
I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know.
We don't access the farm staff doesn't access the community building.
Okay. So I'm assuming it's a septic that you're going to go to a road for a new building.
I believe it is a septic.
If it perks at the new site, that would be a comment.
Yeah.
And the other is you're going to run over 2 miles of water line. So are you going to we going to allow people to tap into that?
I think there will be an agreement with Hannah. We'll have to negotiate an agreement with Hannah, and we've already talked with them some. You know, they would have to limit how many people could tie into it. Because we don't want to put the expense of running the water line and everybody tie into it, then that's not having pressure.
Right. Thank you.
So down there at the Dustin farm,
yes.
Those ponds that used to be used for irrigation, are y'all still using those?
We need to get a conservation plan set up for the property so we can access some EQIP funding. They need to be dug out. Okay. We're having issues with them filling in. They're pretty sticky. Before I came over, I know that we had a couple of instances where we lost cattle in those ponds. The water quality is the aquifers that we have in the area due to the rain events. They don't refresh the way that they should, so our cattle don't enjoy, they don't like to use them as well as they should. They do need some remediation. I don't think they're the best quality to use for irrigation, but that is something that if we were to improve the quality of the pond, we could look at doing.
And now that feed mill that's sitting down there, is there anything that can be used with that, or?
Unfortunately, it has fallen into state of disrepair. I know that when it was constructed, it was considered state of the art. However, mm-hmm. due to lack of use and administrative oversight as far as keeping it up, we had been looking at including that in our demolition.
Another thing too, instead of raising cattle, you ever thought about raising hogs out there?
Yeah, that's what my background is. We raise hogs. One of the major issues that we have is the feral hog population. Mm-hmm. We would have to put up significant fencing, and if we were to run a concentrated operation, which is what would that really be necessary to be able to drive profit, the environmental regulations associated with that are very difficult to comply with. You have to set up a loop and you have to have monitoring wells. We had considered a free-range operation, but I think we would have significant interference with the feral hog populations down there, polluting kind of the herd. They carry communicable diseases that the domestic hogs would be susceptible to.
Okay. Now, why was that torn down? Because the east of where the dairy used to be, there was a hog
yes.
farm set up.
Yes.
And that's all torn down, so to speak?
The barn is still there, and the infrastructure is still there. We're using it for storage currently.
Okay.
Yeah. If we can get it cleaned up, I'm happy to explore some diversification of that operation. We have, it's a continuous process. Mm-hmm. We're working on doing continuous improvement and kind of addressing some of the health and safety needs on site, and it's my priority, and then looking at making sure that we have the opportunity to maximize our economic revenues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that where the dairy used to be at, anything can be used with that, or?
The dairy parlor, it was approximately 40 years old. We ended up tearing that down. Some of the leftover concrete, those materials we're going to use to backfill that pond. In conjunction with getting a conservation plan put into place so that we won't have to go back and continually refill, so that'll give us some additional opportunity. So we will be reusing those materials.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. David.
On the legislation, it says all construction, property improvements, purchase of equipment furnishing shall be conducted by Muscogee Creek Nation Power Construction Services and shall be conducted in conformance with Muscogee information procurement policy and procedures. So, in saying that, will you be working with Mr. McIntosh on the contract employment?
We can. I'm deferring to Tribal Construction for how we need to go about that procurement process. I haven't done a lot of construction with my programs, so we'll be working together, and I'm happy to work with them.
I mean, as far as getting all of this is, you know, at least three proposals
yes.
and bids.
Correct. We're actually doing that with the storm shelter program right now, so I'm getting a little bit of exposure to it in the first instance. So we'll be able to comply with that.
Any more questions? Yes, Brent.
Thank you. Along with this, in the legislation, it does state that three bids or three proposals will be obtained.
Yes.
But the contractor can do a sole source.
As far as the procurement policy, we would be compliant with that. So whatever was necessary, we would make sure that we were compliant with procurement policy.
I guess what I would like to see is if you're going to get three bids, go with that instead of doing the sole source.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I appreciate your work and what you're trying to do. But as far as me, I don't know if I can support it because you're asking for $1 million for two projects. And I'm going to throw Ms. Tiger on the spot here. Again, I brought it up before. She had staff in the trailer house right up here. And I just, to me, that need is more needed
sure.
there. To me, a farmhand should be able to work outside. I thought that's what a farmhand was.
Right.
Work outside to endure the heat.
Oh, they absolutely do.
I mean, not taking away from them, but.
Sure. I just want to make sure they have a place to go to the bathroom
right.
and get a break from the heat. Because
right.
I think we've had 100-degree-plus temps down there. It's been pretty significant. My fencing crew manager is stationed down there doing quite a bit of work. He's doing some welding for some of the fence posts, and he's having to split his hours to be able to be in there and weld while it's still cool.
That's just how I see things going. All right, thank you.
All right. Yes, Mark.
I just kind of think what Mr. Hicks was saying. When I talked to Mrs. Hopevent, there's labor standards, and, you know, we could be sued if somebody was to have a heat stroke, and we should provide restrooms. Everyone should have restrooms. Thank you.
Any other questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Doe Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Next item we have is TR17-094, Tribal Resolution of Schoharie Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute an amendment number 1 to the Memorandum of Agreement between the Schoharie Creek Nation and the Indian Health Service for the construction of individual on-site sewer systems in McIntosh County, Oklahoma. Sponsored, Dale Beaver. Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver, second by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Okay, this piece of legislation is authorizing the chief to execute an amendment number 1 to a memorandum agreement that we had for a project in McIntosh County. It's actually in the community of Salem in McIntosh, and originally it was going to provide a new lagoon for 5 homes served in the Salem community. Then it was changed through a revision number 1 by IHS to go from a new lagoon construction to individual on-site sewer systems. So in order for that to take place, this amendment number 1 needs to be executed by the chief to again go from the construction of 1 large lagoon to individual lagoons for the 5 homes individually. So that's what the this tribal resolution will do, will authorize the chief to sign the amendment number 1.
So. Okay, all right, thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-095, a tribal resolution of the Schoharie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an amendment number 2 to the memorandum of agreement between the Schoharie Creek Nation and the Indian Health Service for construction of individual on-site sewer systems in McIntosh County, Oklahoma. Sponsored, Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make motion due pass.
Motion for due pass.
Second.
Dale Beaver, seconded by Mark Randolph. Discussion.
Thank you. This one is another project in McIntosh County. Originally, a MOA was approved that was for the construction of 5 homes as well in the Misty Valley Lagoons within McIntosh County for 5 homes there. It was changed from a cluster of lagoons to the rehabilitation of the existing lagoons. After that was determined, they came back and determined they were going to expand this to change the project from the rehabilitation of the cluster of lagoons to, again, individual on-site sewer systems. So, again, in order to move forward with this change in the project, this amendment number 2 needs to be executed by the chief. So, again, we're seeking the authorization for chief to execute the amendment number 2.
Right. Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item is TR17-096, the tribal resolution of the Schoharie Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a United States Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs oil and gas mining lease on tribal property located in Hughes County. Sponsor is Thomas Shahola.
Okay, motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Yep, someone that can tell us about this.
There you are.
Looks at and reviews, and the location of this property is just south of Destin. It it's on the whole 80-acre tract that we own there, the surface and the minerals. You'll see on the second page where it says the rental royalty, and the royalty is 25%, which is, it's pretty good. And then it looks like offered a large bonus also on top of that.
Okay, questions? Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Thomas Trujillo.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next item we have is TR17-097, a tribal resolution of the school coordination approving the memorandum agreement for Indian Health Service Project. OK08-Q28, approving the exchange letter amendment part 2 and authorizing the principal chief to execute a transfer agreement among the Indian Health Service on behalf of the United States of America and the Omogi County Rural Water District Number 2. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
On this project, originally through the MOA, it was to provide or improve satisfactory water, domestic water supply, and adequate wastewater disposal facilities and plumbing for homes in Creek, Hughes, McIntosh, Muskogee, McCluskey, Okmulgee, Tulsa, and Wagner counties. The amendment number 2 that we're asking to be approved at this time is going to add a participant, a Lorraine Lewis, to the project. And so that is done through a letter of amendment, part 2. And so we are seeking the approval for the chief to execute that, as well as a transfer agreement, which at the end of the project, when it's completed, will, or actually it's been completed, it will transfer the responsibility for maintaining the lines to the home of Mrs. Lewis to Mrs. Lewis. And then the Rural Water District Number 2 of Okmulgee County becomes responsible for the facilities that were built with this project. So they become responsible for maintaining and keeping those. So that's what this does.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Trujillo.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-098, a tribal resolution of the School Creek Nation approving the memorandum of agreement for Indian Health Service Project, OK08-D41, exchange letter and amendment part 2, exchange letter amendment part 3, and authorizing the principal chief to execute a transfer agreement among the Indian Health Service on behalf of the United States of America, the Okmulgee County Rural Water District Number 2 in the city of Eufaula. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion. Yes.
Okay. This one is similar to the one I just described, but it has two letter exchange letter amendments, part 2 and part 3. Part 2 added a individual who was located in Eufaula, Oklahoma. Part 3 added an individual located in Okmulgee County, Oklahoma. And this originally, the project, the MOA, was to provide domestic water supply and sewage disposal facilities for 48 new or like new Indian-owned homes in Creek, Hughes, McIntosh, Muskogee, Okfuskee, Okmulgee, Tulsa, and Wagner counties. So again, in order to add these to the project, we are asking the chief to have the ability to execute the exchange letter amendment 2 and the exchange letter amendment part 3. And then again, at the end of the project, the individuals will be responsible for the lines to their homes, but the facilities that were constructed through this project will become the responsibility of the Okmulgee County Rural Water District Number 2 and the City of Eufaula, depending on where those projects are located.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Trujillo.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR17-099, tribal resolution of the School Creek Nation approving the principal chief to execute a transfer of agreement between the Indian Health Service on behalf of the United States of America and the School Creek Nation. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, sir. This one allows, again, a transfer agreement to be executed by the principal chief. The original project was to provide a satisfactory domestic water supply and adequate wastewater disposal for families in Creek, Hughes, McIntosh, Muskogee, Okefuskee, Okmulgee, Tulsa, and Wagner counties. So at the end of this project, everything is, again, is transferred. Once the project is completed, one, this acknowledges that it's been completed, and two, it will transfer the maintenance of the lines to the individuals assisted. And then the nation's responsibility in this is just to promote the continued operation, maintenance, and repair of the facilities by the individuals served thereby, so to encourage them to take care of their lines and the water lines that they receive. So.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Thomas Shahal?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-17-100, a tribal resolution of Muskogee Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Indian Health Service and the Muskogee Nation. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass from Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
This one will assist with the satisfactory domestic water supply and adequate sewage facilities for 46 new or like new Indian homes in Creek, Hughes, Mays, McIntosh, Muskogee, Okefuskee, Okmulgee, Rogers, Seminole, Tulsa, and Wagner counties. This is the memorandum of agreement, so it's the initial document that is usually executed and just describes, again, what the project will accomplish. The nation's responsibility in this is that we are granting permission to IHS to enter upon and across lands under the control of the nation for the purpose of carrying out the project and assisting with Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act by informing IHS of any traditional cultural properties that might be affected. The project is fully funded by IHS, so those are the main responsibilities of the nation in this project. And again, in order to move forward with it, we're just asking for the authorization for Chief to execute the memorandum of agreement.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. The next item we have is TR-17-103. A tribal resolution of Muskogee Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a repatriation agreement with the National Park Service, Okmulgee National Monument, for the transfer of human remains and funerary objects at the Okmulgee National Monument to the Muskogee Nation. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, brother.
Yes.
Chairman, this legislation is for a repatriation agreement that will finalize the transfer of control from human remains and funerary objects that were taken from the funeral mound at Okmulgee National Monument and given to the nation, and so that we would have custody or full responsibility of those so that we can reinter them and rebury them properly. Okmulgee National Monument is a very important cultural site for the nation. At one time, it was the capital of the Creek Confederacy. After removal in the 1930s, the government had a Works Progress Administration, and they sent people to the monument and they dug up the funeral mound. There's 100 individuals that the nation's been working to get back out of museums and out of curation facilities, and it's been about 10 years. And so this is kind of the last thing we have to do to actually have the permission to rebury those people.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahala.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item we have is NCA-17-125. Allowing the Muskogee Nation appropriating funds for the construction of a farmhouse at the Dustin Ranch and Hannah Farm. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
The farm manager here, if you want to ask any specific questions, this is
Any questions? Yes, Mark. Mitch.
Ms. Rowe, what would the funding source be on this?
It would be approximately $330,000 from capital improvement. The rest would have to come from interest on the permanent fund. And with the preliminary appropriations that were passed yesterday afternoon, if this were to pass in the rest of the legislation tonight, it would leave us approximately $500,000 to take us through August and September.
Thank you. Any more questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Forward that.
And before it on to BFJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-126, a law of Muskoka Creek Nation amending NCA 12-207, a law of Muskoka Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to historical Muskoka Creek Indian churches to assist with providing Christmas to Creek families. Sponsors Thomas Shihola.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Shihola.
Second.
Second by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Second.
This is a request to return this piece of legislation back to the National Council. I'm not sure what the precedent was for it to be given to Community and Human Services. We don't provide Christmas funds for any other, like the ceremonial grounds or the communities. And also with this legislation, there wasn't any guidelines on what we can use to determine where historical church was. Where it is. So we're just requesting that return back.
Okay. Any questions?
No, I wanted to say that there's vision also that it'd be within the nation's jurisdiction.
Okay. All right, Thomas. Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 17-127, law of Muskoka Creek Nation appropriating funds to the Muskoka Creek Nation Realty Trust Services Department for fee to trust expenses. Sponsors Lucian Tiger.
Motion
for due pass by Thomas Shihola.
Second.
Seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee. This is basically to provide funding for appraisals, environmental assessments, and surveys that the realty needs to finish out the year. Ms. McIntosh.
Did he speak for you? That's what he is.
Basically, this is what Speaker said, except for a carryover for funding. We're trying to complete all of our fee to trust acquisitions, and we actually included in this, this was brought on by a letter we received in regard to Fountainhead, track one on 6/20/17. That we received in the Office of Indian Gaming on our NEPA. We are having to do a traffic impact study, and that's going to cost us about $20,000. And I didn't have the funding for that, so that's primarily how this led into asking for additional funding. So there are some period of work that we have to do to take care of that. But that's one of the main reasons we asked for this funding. There's also, we don't have a whole lot of fee to trust tribal acquisitions that we have pending right now, but I have around 60 pending with individuals, so we're trying to get all those taken care of. The cost of abstracting is anywhere from $700 to $3,500 to get one built. So we just did like a little small 3-line budget. So, and my biggest budget or line item is fees. So if I need to go in and do add an abstracting or a title opinion line item after I figure out what I need to do, then I can come back and kind of move money around.
Yeah.
So where my need is at, where my need's going to be, after I figure out what I need to do with some of these individuals, if I need to go and do title trigger work, or if I need to hire an attorney to come in and fix some of those title problems that we may encounter. If some of the houses are on the wrong piece of property, or if we have something like that that might come up. So that's really what I'm asking for. In that fees line item, we're able to take out for the environmental, where we do our EDRs, or where we hire our hire out for our environmental.
Okay.
I don't know, Chris. Did you want me to? Mr. Asbell has also asked for some information. I don't know how he wants us to present this, so I'm gonna let him do that.
I think we're just gonna hold this in advance right now, and
okay.
Probably seek a different piece of legislation specific to this.
Okay.
It'll be easier.
Okay.
I talked to Speaker Tiger about that. So
okay.
It's really not that big of a hurry. You know, with the federal government, they're very slow. So basically, what we have is the Army Corps of Engineers property that was some legislation signed by the president, transferring that property to the nation. We've moved through the administrative process through the Army Corps of Engineers, and they sent us a cost estimate. It's called administrative fee cost estimate, about $65,000 total to transfer that property to the nation. And anytime they do a transfer of property, the party that's getting in receipt of the property is actually responsible for the cost.
Okay.
And so they sent us we'll probably just do a special appropriation with that line item and just run all the costs out of that specifically and get the money back. This may be way high, but they have a contingency built in, 25%, so there's about $13,000 contingency built into the number. So I think it's very... We're going to be able to do the transfer well within these funds, so we'll just probably do that next month.
Okay. Right. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passed.
Thank
you. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Forward.
Oh, forwarded to BFJ for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-128, a laws in Schuylkill Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title V, Chapter 2, entitled Financial Assistance, and creating new law in MCNCA Title V, Subsection 2-107, entitled Heating Expense Grant. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion? Yes, sir.
This is really just to... We've done this for 3 years, and it's all been done through special appropriation. This bill here will take the money from the grant money. We'll have to do special appropriation. $50,000 will be set aside. We've never used over $50,000.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 17-129, allowing Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to provide a financial assistance to Muscogee Creek traditional churches for church camps. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Chairman, it's
yes.
Kind of the same thing. The money will come from the grant. There are a few stipulations that have been put on there asking for money.
Okay. All right.
To apply every 2 years, and you're required to raise half the amount requested.
Okay. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shihola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 17-130, a law Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to provide financial assistance to Muscogee Creek traditional churches for lawnmowers. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, we've had a lot of requests for lawnmowers, so we're trying to create a system that'll be feasible for the nation. And I'd like to call Mr. Holby up, let him explain to us. We'll be working with Fleet. I think he'll give you the specifics.
All right.
Well, what we're trying to do is try to figure out what is going to be beneficial to everybody, cost-wise and everything, and it set a standard for the mowers. We don't want people to be shortchanged on the product, but we want to be everybody to be treated equal mm-hmm. on this. So we're trying to find the most cost-effective way to do it, and I contacted a few dealers today just to see what the prices were, and kind of depends on what you want. If you want more of a residential, you're going to spend around $2,300. If you want more of the 54-inch heavy duty, it's $4,788 to $4,800. And that's from local vendors in our area. That's not hitting the state contracts, GSA, NJPA, or anything like that. This is just in our boundaries. But we're trying to, I've been trying to watch the legislations as they come through, and I've seen a lot of them that were zero turns, you know, so that's the most popular one, 54-inch. But we did have some discussions where 48-inch are beneficial. So we're trying to determine what will be the best for the locations. Because, you know, I grew up in Dustin, and I know what that area is like. It's a lot different than going somewhere else. It's rougher. So you're going to be needing more of a heavy duty. You know, Hughes County is terrible. But if you start coming towards Henrietta, I ain't saying they're all great, or, you know, even Concordia. I haven't been out there in a while, and I know it was pretty rough when I was out there working. But we need to get kind of a guideline of what they need in the assessment of the mowers before, you know, we really jump in to this. I want to know what's going to be best for everybody. And, you know, the way I built my vendor list on vehicles, it's a lot easier because we got Ford, Chevy, Dodge here. When it comes to getting the mowers maintained, I got to find a mechanic that's going to be able to work on these because I don't want our churches, ceremonial grounds, or anything to get a mower and not be able to go get it fixed or have to haul it to Tulsa or Broken Arrow or anything like that. We got to look at all the scenarios first. But we're getting closer, and I know I didn't get it done as quick as, you know, I'd like, but, you know, it's work in progress right now.
Chairman?
Yes.
One thing we'll do also is we'll put together an application. I think that'll cover what you need, you know, what you're looking mm-hmm. for, size of motor and all that.
Yeah.
And with Mr. Holby, they can put out bids. We can buy in bulk, and we'll buy out of season.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot cheaper, substantially cheaper. I know last year when we looked at our quotes from October to the ones when it, you know, got into summertime, they were $1,000 more, practically every one of them, at least $800 more. So out of season, I think we can pull them in, you know, and buy in bulk and try to, you know, save as much as money as we can for the election.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, I contacted a few, like I said, and for 52-inch mower, zero turns, I got $71,985. For 15 Kubota Z125s, I got them for $72,735. And if you want the Raptor, it's $65,985, but that's more of a residential type. For 15 just dedicated residential mowers, I got $52,499. And for the Cub Cadet, I got them 15 for $40,499.85. So there's still a lot of people we need to touch base with mm-hmm. to build this vendor list. But we'll have something in place for when we start doing this.
Okay. Questions? Anybody? Any questions? Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman. Probably the one thing I would suggest, what Representative Randolph and I have learned through the quotes we've gotten, is the commercial transmission commercial deck, please. Because I think that's what it's going to need to hold up for the 5-year period.
So. It should. Except if you get the commercial decks and you go to a small church that has a gated fence that can't get through, we're going to have trouble there.
The question is, but on that though, you can still get the 48-inch, correct? Commercial deck?
Not if the gate's only. You can't.
No, I'm saying though, if you're going to do a 48-inch mower, your smaller ones you're going to get, right? Because that's the smaller one we've done, right, Rosen and Randolph?
There's 46, 42, you know, it could be beneficial too.
So, regardless, if you can, no matter what size it is, try to make sure it's got the commercial training deck, please. Thank you.
Randall.
I kind of discussed this with Sam a little bit earlier. Are we going to have a set amount for mowers? Are you going to have a package A, package B?
I was kind of told them how the grant was, or the, you know, the $5,000. That's how I was going off of it.
Let me address this, and then I'll answer. Because if you look at the legislation, you have some $48,999, and then you have a church requesting $1,829. So we're talking $2,000-$3,000 difference. And like you were saying, some churches don't have a need for a commercial. So are we going to offer a package A for commercial riders for 48, and then we have another package for just a residential mower and maybe a weed eater or whatever to equal that set amount? Are we going to offer that, or is it something we're just going to set and say, here you go, this is your respected?
Go ahead.
The church had asked for that. They don't need a big riding lawnmower. They've got a smaller area to mow. It's in town. It's not like one of our churches that got acres and acreage of land to mow. So what we will do is it'll come back to an application. This is putting something in place. Once we put together an application, we can look at the different ones that might be needed, that people might want. It won't just say you have to have this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just need a smaller one, like the one on the agenda today, they're not big. They're not the big ones that you've been purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for Pastor Palmer, they have a smaller church ground there in Sepulpa. So.
Mm-hmm.
And what type is that one, Mr. Culver?
We're in three lots. I requested a club cadet, which we had a Murray before, and it lasted us about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place to keep it and keep it safe. And so it worked for us. We didn't need the big commercial turn mower, and I was kind of concerned with maintenance and all that kind of stuff, too. So for me, the other one worked in town.
Thank you. I think we're learning as we go, according to the requests.
Okay.
That makes sense. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
Same question I asked earlier from the farm. Will this be going to the contracting appointment as far as, you know, not the new tariff, but will it be going, will you get to review vendors or Mr. McIntosh?
We'll go through, work with Mr. McIntosh and find Native American owned businesses, and if there's not enough of them, we will go and get other sources.
My next question, as Mark was saying, it's still in progress, but Chief, you know, disapprove on general session, Chief will sign it within 10 days if it passed. So are you going to be ready for, as Mark said, the new application, if it's not done, you're going to have, you got the rest of these churches right here, and I know Randall had about three of them, so you're going to get bombarded with phone calls.
Right now, when it gets signed and everything, the short period of time, I'll have to go with what they quoted already.
Yeah, in the bill, you won't be able to apply until October, November, or December. So that'll give us some time to put it together, the application. But it says in here, church will be eligible to apply for assistance in October, November, December. That's why we We wanted to make sure it was out of season so we could get lower prices. So they won't be able to be active next month or September.
Getting ready to say, because I think some of us was told to wait till this passed. So you had to submit the other one next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's right. This really won't take effect until, like you said, until October. That's when we'll be taking applications. And then all the ones that has applied and received will fall under this one.
Under this one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying, I think there was a couple of council members that had some to turn in, but they were told to wait until this passed. Mm-hmm. Not realizing it was due in October. All
right. Okay. Any other questions? Just a minute. You got any other questions from council? Go right ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a great idea. The subject of erosion last year, and there was two manufacturers approached that gave a special price for mowers, and one of the things about mowers is you're right, there's some small churches. And I can say this because I've visited most of the churches. I know what the lots are. I know what they are. And there's right. There's application for small churches. But one of the things, just like the speaker says here, I think you really ought to consider commercial mowers. Because in the talks with the different pastors that I've had, I've said, okay, if you get a mower, you get a good one, you take care of it. You don't come back 5 years from now. Don't come back 6 years from now if you don't take care of it. Get a good mower. And the mowers at Randall Hickson I looked at last year had a warranty of 15 years, is that correct? And so, you know, that's the thing. And I know there needs to be guidelines on this as far as is when and how and where. And I think it's a great thing you're doing. I really do. But now that puts it in one area where, you, like I say, you don't have one have all, one has the same. But now you kind of got control of it. But I hope that you guys will address that. Two, that yeah, you do need to look at different sizes. They do need a commercial mower, and there are a lot of times when if they get a larger mower, that they'll have a smaller mower with one of your congregation members that they can do the small, go through the yards or go through the fences. This is a need, and even my brother here, he and I have talked about it one time before about in some of these churches where they didn't have the grass cut, where they needed the grass cut, and they didn't have the grass. And again, I'm not saying the churches are asking for handouts. They're not. They're just asking for help right now. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Chairman?
Yes, Mark.
I welcome any amendments that would strengthen the bill. Mm-hmm. We discussed this way back last year in October, and this is the first thing. So any amendments that are going to strengthen it, make it better, I welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mr. Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahala.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we. All right, thank you.
Looking
forward to BF&J for funding source. Next item we have is NCA 17-131, a law in the school nation authorizing a special appropriation to Abika Fellowship Church. Sponsor is James Jennings.
Motion
to be passed by Dale Beaver. Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion? Oh, okay.
The Abika Fellowship Church is a traditional Indian church, and it's on 10 acres. We have 10 acres with lots of trees. And so we do need a zero-turn mower out there. And our bid is from the Ace Hardware in Okemah. And we chose that one because it would be closer to get it serviced and worked on. And he's a tribal member and support of tribal vendors.
Okay.
So if you have any questions.
Any questions? David? No, no questions?
going to say, Frank may need a push mower.
I've had a push mower out there in my earlier years.
No question.
I would like to comment on the commercial mowers because they do hold up a lot better, especially for these churches that have big grounds. The maintenance on them would be a lot less than them because I've had a mower out there that wasn't commercial. The deck tore up. I mean, and I didn't have it for maybe 4 or 5 years. And the motor was good, but the deck just didn't hold up. But a commercial grade mower would definitely make a difference.
Okay. No questions? Roll call vote.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jarrett.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Go. Let's go BFMJ.
And be forwarded from BFMJ for funding source.
Right. Y'all can come out and cut grass and if y'all
Next item we have is NCA 17-132. The law of them Scoot Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Rob Community Baptist Church. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Mr. Tulsa.
All right. Any questions from the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you got it. You listed the one that they approved is the 1829.98, yeah. Which would be.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. But I did say that, but I guess they forgot to put it down.
Okay.
They asked me.
So. The one he said the one he was wanting was this one here. The one that's listed is in the back.
Chairman, I'd like to amend the bill to
okay.
About the 21-19-98.
Okay. Second. Motion was made to amend the 21-19-98 and different vendor by Mark Randolph and seconded by Tom Shola. Discussion on that? No discussion. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jarrett.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That one's been amended to the 21-19-98. Now back to the main motion for to the amended one. Any discussion? No discussion. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jarrett.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
All right. 4 in favor, 0 against. The motion passes. Before on to BFMJ for funding source. So y'all be getting that one right there. All right. Thank you. Go. Next item we have is NCA 17-133. Law of them Scoot Creek Nation authorizing special appropriation to Conjardy United Methodist Church. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Wilson.
We also sit on about 10 acres of land out there in Multnomah County, so we're asking for an appropriation to get us a lawnmower. We have one right now, but like I said, it's on a commercial grade, and it didn't last us probably but a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one we're looking at now, I personally have a Bad Boy. This is totally comparable to a Bad Boy, which it has a commercial grade. It's deck on it that's not stamped, and it's welded. You actually can step on it and all kind of stuff. And it's, I think it's the
Hustler.
Hustler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. It motion passes.
Thank you.
Ethan. Let's go BFNJ.
And 4 to BFJ, funding source. Next item we have is NCA-17-131. I'm sorry. The law, Mr. Perfect Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to Covenant Harvest Ministries. Sponsors, Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Del Beaver. Discussion?
I just want to say thank you for supporting churches and the support that we got. We got it more earlier, like I said, about 10 years ago, and it was a great help to our church, and we appreciate that very much. And but we're in town. We have about 4 lots that we mow. It's a little too much for my push mower, so we just appreciate them more. It's a 22 horse mower, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-year warranty on it, bumper to bumper. So I like the idea about warranties and some place to work on them. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Okay, any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Be forwarded on the BFJ from the source. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA-17-135, a law in the Muskogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 28, Subsection 7-101, Subsection 7-102, Subsection 7-103. Subsection 7-104, entitled Tribal Construction Engineer. Sponsors, Del Beaver.
Chairman, make a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass for Del Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion.
Thank you, Chairman. This legislation is after meeting with the AG's office and also with the accounting department, is to update, to do an update on the code. The code in terms of tribal construction was really antiquated. Actually started when we had a combined roads department and a construction, so they you know, referenced the tribal engineer on that. And so this is just to bring the code up to date and to give specific authorization to the Tribal Construction Department to be a general contractor, you know, which we've been doing for years and years and years, to do some self-performing work, which they did on this building. I think it limits it to $500,000 unless otherwise approved by the principal chief. Kevin, I'll just authority to, we've been doing demolition work, and we've been self-performing a lot of that, and just to get specific authorization to that. So there was just concerns from an insurance standpoint, from an accounting standpoint. We were having a lot of problems moving through things through the accounting department, and also from an insurance standpoint. They just had questions about specific authorization from the National Council, even though a lot of the pieces of legislation that were passed basically give inherent authorization in the underlying intent of the legislation. So this is just our first attempt to bring the code up to date. I think, Kevin, do you want to talk about anything else?
I don't know that I need to add anything other than I thought maybe we under number 3, under 7103, B3, there's a reference to the ability to self-perform work, and it's limited to an amount of $500,000. I think construction agreed that, you know, they probably wouldn't be self-performing any huge projects that ever exceeded that amount. And the reason there was just a reference to unless there's language stating unless authorized in writing by the principal chief, I think the thinking behind that was just if they had a project that was $450,000 and some contingencies came up that maybe made it go over the $500,000,
right,
that could not be done without Chief approving that. And so I think that was satisfactory to the controller, just so construction's not doing that on their own, to have some oversight on that. So I think that's just why that reference was put in there with respect to the principal chief having some authorization. So.
Any questions? Yes, Bill.
So given the part you're talking about, really it just says that Tropical Constructions can do the work up to $500,000, not
right,
that they will do the work,
right,
but
right,
they can't
right,
sub it out or whatever.
Right,
right,
right.
Okay. So, you know, what happens in a lot of projects, you know, if you look at the Shakota Indian Community Project, there may be parts of that project, the overall amount, maybe a certain amount, but we may go in and subform certain parts of it. So we may do some of the sheetrocking, or we may want to do some of the small framing, or we did a project where we put in a dug a new sewer line and put that in for Shakota Indian Community or Shakota Casino. So there's different instances where we just need the authority, and that way, you know, everything moves forward on the administrative side in a good way. And other than that, I think that's basically it.
Bill, any?
Also, on that subsection 7104 underneath the reports, you'll be giving us a written summary of all projects that have been submitted, and it will contain at a minimum the location of the project, the estimated or actual cost of the project, and part of requesting the construction renovation. So that's just that's really just saying the projects that have been submitted, right? Not a report on the ongoing projects.
There'd be ongoing projects as well. Yeah, we do that now. I think that was a previous part of the code that they just updated with the director in Tribal Construction Services. And so we do reports now. We actually do them more on an annual basis. We have an ongoing weekly meeting in Tribal Construction. So really at any given time, we can give you an update on a project, where it is in the cost, where it is in terms of the schedule of the project, et cetera. And so Steve has really been bringing all those components together in a good way. So that's, we can do that at any given time, but yeah. And we do quarterly reports as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Questions? Any questions? So when you're taking away the tribal construction engineer, is still a required position to be an engineer or not?
No. So basically,
or was it now?
Yeah, for years and years and years. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a certified engineer in the position that I know of. Maybe Mr. Cheney, I think, was the last engineer that was in the slot that was actually an engineer. If you look at the way construction rolls out, is everything is engineered based on the plans. And if there's anything that needs engineering, you know, we would bid that out to whatever type of engineer we need, whether it's electrical engineer, civil engineer, structural engineer. No one's going to have all those things. That's why it's really a specific trade. And the term engineer, I think, was more in reference to whenever they were doing the roads projects and they did construction at the same time. Over time, that's why the code was a half a page. There was really no reference to the tribal construction, the way they operate now, and we just wanted to bring that forward.
Okay.
And if a situation arises where we need engineering services, you know, we will reach out and obtain those services.
Okay. Any more questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholin.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Chairman, 4-0.
4-0 against that motion passes.
Thank you.
Down to other business. Do we have other business?
No.
No other business. Next is announcements. Any announcements?
Charlie, Chairman.
Yes.
Conservation District would like to invite you to a conservation workshop that we're having July the 19th from 8:30 to 11:30 at the College of the Muscogee Nation. The workshop will provide information for restricted landowners and trust landowners about conservation and production programs. We'll have speakers from our own realty department and our ag department, plus the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service and the Farm Service Agency. It's getting late. But we'd like to extend the invitation, and please invite anybody that you know that are a restricted landowner to come to this workshop. Thank you.
Any other announcements? No other announcements. Next is our adjournment. And Mitch, would you give us a benediction to serve as adjournment?
And all these things I pray, amen.
Amen. All right.